Hey guys, this is Ken Study Journey audio article. What do students do in their free time to study and overtake others? I'm Ken, a Chinese A-level student. Welcome aboard Ken Study Journey study pathway and train, being productive, diligent, and active. Students usually utilize their free time to study, especially in transportation. They can read books, listen to podcasts, and discover knowledge. Some students do not stay up late to study and overtake others, but they instead sandwich their study tasks in their free time. I study in my free time to remedy my missing essential vocabulary, listening, reading, and language comprehension skills useful for IELTS exams, and I haven't learned well in the past. First, let's talk about some tasks to do in your free time. 1. Read books or articles. Reading books and articles can boost your reading skills, gain knowledge, and, by the way, vocabulary, like what you are doing now. Let's say, reading my articles on this Ken Study Journey website can learn my useful study tips and habits. I usually read Imperial College London News website because it is directly from the university, containing academic research articles similar to IELTS reading. 2. Listen to audio. Listening to audio can boost your listening skills and gain knowledge without reading text, like English audio for preparing for English IELTS listening exams. It can be TED Talks and podcasts, like the audio articles on the top of my website. This is usually done on private cars and buses where reading may not be suitable. 3. Watch videos or vlogs. Videos containing animations which can help you understand knowledge easily. Vlogs can also help you find inspiration. For example, I watch vlogs by university students to learn more about their daily life, where I also discover their study tips. In order to provide equal access to my resources for students at locations where YouTube cannot be used, but my website is available, I have provided a copy of my vlogs MP4 files on my website at kenstudyjourney.com/vlogs. Similarly, most of my photos on Instagram and TripAdvisor may be sandwiched in my website articles. 4. Discover and share knowledge. Discovering, applying, and sharing knowledge in real life can help you memorize knowledge firmly. For example, I share my discovered knowledge on social media, my articles, and vlogs. 5. Make research. Making research is essential for university and senior high students. You can do research on any topic you are interested in. In A-level, you may need to do EVQ research projects. Let's say, I have done my EVQ project about new website technologies like IPv6 and have been researching the internet structure using traceroute command and Wireshark app. 6. Remember flashcards. Flashcards can help you memorize knowledge firmly and easily with the active recall method. I make and remember flashcards for both knowledge, including definitions and formula, and English vocabulary. 7. Chat with friends. Chatting with friends can help you boost your communication and collaboration skills. You can chat within whatever topic you want, or the subjects you have chosen and university you applied to. For example, I chat with my friends in English with IELTS similar questions like, do you prefer paper-based or computer-based IELTS exams? I also test my classmates' knowledge before an important exam. 8. Take exercise. Taking exercise can strengthen your body and gain sufficient energy for studying. I have set some daily goals about taking exercise and closing Apple Watch goal rings. There are some study tasks you can do while traveling, so which are suitable for each type of transportation? Car, taxi, and bus. in cars and buses, they may experience bumpy roads where you may hurt your eyes while reading, so this may not be suitable there. However, you can listen to audio and chat with your friends in the same car or bus. Now I'm going to give you a tip. During the congestion, and when the car is completely stopped at 0 km per hour, you can also read materials and remember flashcards except for the evening. The more congestion you experience, the more free study time you will have. Underground and tram. Unlike road transportation, underground, overground and tram run in tracks with less vibrations. So apart from audio and chatting, you can also read materials and remember flashcards. Train and plane. Trains and planes are for long-haul journey, usually more than an hour, so they are suitable for continuous tasks. You can read, listen, watch, discover knowledge, remember flashcards, and even do your research, like computer programming. Please note that the rules for electronic devices may be different among airline companies. Don't speak too loudly in public places. Now I'm going to give you a tip. When your train or plane is delayed, you can also do these tasks while waiting in the train station or airport. These are the study tasks you can do in your free time and in transportation. Hope you can utilize your time, study, and overtake others. Thanks for listening and following my study journey. You can share and recommend this article to your friends and classmates if you wish. If you want to learn more about my study tips and get some useful resources, please go to my website, kenstudyjourney.com. You can also subscribe to my email newsletter on my website. See you in the next article. Bye.